It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and it's time to get your news on. Joe's Need to Know News. All right, where shall we start today? Oh, this will be a good one. There's a new type of yoga called Rage Yoga, and it includes drinking beer. This sounds awesome, okay? Rage Yoga allows you to release your anger in a healthy way with proper breathing techniques, stretching, and yes, yoga positions, and allowing yourself to express your emotions. It allows you to have a safe space to let go of all those frustrations and rage in a healthy way, and then wash it down with some beer. Here's actually a little story about it out of a TV station in Houston.
Your jaw, everything, let it go.
Yeah.
All right, check this out. Now, this is called Rage Yoga, and it's probably not what you expect when you walk into a yoga studio hearing F-bombs and a whole lot of yelling.
We're all angry about something, and we all have been holding on to an F-bomb for a little bit too long.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what this does. It allows you to have a safe space to let go of your anger and frustration and rage in a healthy way.
Ashley Dusich leads the Rage Yoga sessions at Brash Brewery in Houston. She says that yoga means a union with yourself, and that's not always just super calm. Breathing, practicing quiet time. She says they don't recommend people bring their children to this, though.
Yeah, I'd say
so. I'm Ken Molestina for CBS 11 News.
All right, then Ashley talks some more here about the purpose of Rage Yoga.
We're all angry about something, and we all have been holding on to an F-bomb for a little bit too long.
Yeah.
Let's let it out, guys. Ready? On three, we're going to get rid of our F-bomb. No, I'm just kidding. I think that's pretty cool, though. Would you guys want to go to Rage Yoga?
I'm down.
Right. I just want to go to yoga.
Well, I was going to say this will cut into my business of yoga, which is me teaching yoga. So I don't know. Maybe I can have a little mixture of all those. Like, what if yoga included alcohol,
yeah,
your choice, and included animals like goats and
yeah,
awesome things?
I think you should have different classes. Like, there's a yoga that includes alcohol. There's mm-hmm. a yoga that includes rage. There's a yoga that includes goats.
Absolutely.
Have all of it. It.
All right, great. I really like where you guys are going. I'm glad to hear you're supporting my yoga. Students at a Maryland Townsend University have been advised by cops to keep an eye out for a woman apparently looking for a date for her son. The warning came from a campus-wide alert that cops sent out after students reported being approached by a woman. They said that she was in her 50s, and this happened on the 6th and 7th of February. The woman reportedly showed a photo of her son on her phone and asked if the students might like to date him. Cops say the woman won't be charged, but they'd like to tell her to, you know, please stop. And they kind of ask anybody who knows her or encounters her to let them know immediately. Now, some students thought it was sweet.
Some people thought it was, you know, kind of sweet. And people thought it was creepy. I think she had the best of intentions. She did.
I guess it would just be weird to me to have her ask me something like that. I would probably deny her and then maybe tell someone about it, seeing as that it's not really something that you hear every day.
All right, now you see the photo of the boy. Like, I haven't seen him, but I'm saying hypothetically, ladies. What if he's cute? Like, would you maybe want to know, like, more? Would you want his number or his social media profile or...
So, I can't respond because you said, hey, ladies.
College.
Okay, sorry. You're one of the girls, pork chop.
College me, if he was cute or hot, I'd be like, okay. But now me, after working with Alex, who is the biggest like paranoia freak ever, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is something about sex trafficking. I'm trying to be sex trafficked right now.
It's a scam. The whole thing is to get you to go to some warehouse.
Yes.
They're going to load you up in a van.
You better marry Jewel Daddy because you're so paranoid about men now that any other guy that wants to take you on a date, like, you just want to traffic me.
There is no dating for me if me and Jewel Daddy do not work out.
All right. The other girl on the show, Pork Chop, what do you want to say?
No, I was. You said, hey, ladies, would you want to date this guy? So I said, I can't respond.
Until he took his tutu off.
There we go. Okay. This is awesome. It's not quite what I was hoping for. McDonald's is stepping up their breakfast game. They're going to have donut sticks. They're going to be available. Cinnamon sugar donut sticks.
What?
Yeah, they're going to start February 20th.
In America?
Yes, in the good old US of A. 6 and 12
yes.
packs available.
Yes!
I think one of the best breakfast items is at Burger King, and it's the French toast dipping sticks. Oh, my God.
Chick-fil-A chicken minis, for sure.
I'm not knocking those. Those things are good. But would you rather have chicken minis or chicken nuggets for breakfast?
chicken minis.
Okay, just checking. I didn't know how you rolled. And finally here, if you guys are looking for a new house listing, you might want to check this one out in Philadelphia. A 50-shade style basement has went viral. This is in Philadelphia suburb that's just outside of the city. It's gone viral. It's $750,000, fully furnished. The home includes 5 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a gourmet kitchen, vaulted ceilings, and a private gazebo. Sound good so far?
Yes.
Okay, let me continue. But the basement is what's getting the most attention. The fully furnished basement includes an, quote, adult playground. Let me just give you an idea what an adult playground is.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they got everything you need for 50 Shades of Grey.
A dungeon.
Yep, it is. Shortly after the house was listed, the photos of the house special features were quickly moved. The basement is not recommended for children to view, but can be converted back to usable space, they say.
Oh, my God.
But you said playground.
Well, that's what they said. They said it's an adult playground, so... Is that something that you would like to do? Like, do you like something like that?
Like S&M, no.
Would you use a swing, Liv? Have you ever used a swing?
No.
Alex, have you?
No.
Listen, I don't know with you. You're so quiet. Who knows? I guarantee you, Alex, when she's married, come here, now, come here.
I'm going to be major freak.
Oh, I know it. There's no doubt about it. All right, that right there is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.